The Republican health care plan, which now appears dead in Washington with word that a third Republican, Senator Susan Collins of Maine, will oppose it, would have been a financial disaster for the state of Vermont. That assessment comes from the Republican administration of Vermont Governor Phil Scott. Under a preliminary estimate, Vermont would stand to lose more than $200 million a year in federal funds if the Graham-Cassidy bill passed, causing lawmakers to consider catastrophic cuts in the Medicaid program. VPR's Bob Kinzel has more.
For the past few weeks, Human Services Secretary Al Gobet has been anxiously reviewing projections about how the GOP health care plan would affect the state of Vermont. Most estimates conclude that Vermont would be one of the hardest hit states on a per capita basis. That's because the new bill converts the current Medicaid program into individual state block grants, and it rolls back funding for states like Vermont that expanded its Medicaid program under the Affordable Care Act. Gobet says the loss of federal money would be staggering for Vermont and represents roughly 30% of the state's entire Medicaid budget.
We have the numbers in the $200 million range. Some estimates are over and some estimates are just a little bit under, but that's a big number to a tiny state like Vermont.
Gobet says passage of the bill would set off an extremely painful debate at the State House over the future of the state's Medicaid program.
I'm not a Chicken Little kind of person, you know, so I don't like to overreact to things, but, you know, these numbers that we're putting out there are big. And so everything would have to be on the table.
And Gobet says there really wouldn't be any good options for lawmakers to consider.
There's no way that we could maintain our current level of service and or our current level of taxation or other things with something of this magnitude. I think it would cause everyone to pause when we started to run scenarios on what we would do.
Gobet says the legislation essentially ends the federal-state Medicaid partnership that's been in place for more than 50 years.
We all went in on this together, and we're going to cover, you know, basically those least fortunate among us. This breaks that partnership, and it says, we're only going to pay you sort of what we think we should, and if you want to do anything over that, it's on you, states.
UVM political science professor Eileen Bergen has been reviewing the legislation. She says shifting the federal Medicaid program to a state block grant represents an enormous change in federal health care policy.
It's probably the most massive sort of devolution of federal money and responsibility to states in anything ever. It's sort of mind-boggling.
And Bergen says the bill sets up an unrealistic time frame for states to chart their own health care future.
It's asking states to put something together in a couple of years that's just incredibly complex and complicated for states to do. When Massachusetts put together its program, sort of what people call Romney Care, it took the state 4 years to figure out how to do it.
Bergen notes that the passage of the Affordable Care Act came after months of public hearings. In contrast, the new GOP bill has had virtually no legislative review.
There isn't any legislative history. It hasn't gone through that sort of process in the Senate. And that is not a good way to make legislation.
Governor Scott is working with a bipartisan group of governors to urge Congress to take steps to strengthen the Affordable Care Act in the coming weeks. They hope work on their plan will proceed if the current GOP legislation is rejected by the Senate. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.